Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Trumas, Perik Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi says, Call all vegetables hanishlokim. Nishlokim means cooked more than just a regular cooking. That are cooked together im ha-tiradim, a certain type of sharp beets. But these tiradim are aser. Maybe they're truma, maybe they're klayakerem. So vegetables that are really, really cooked, more than the regular kind of cooking, that's the lashon nishlokim. Together with these tedarim, asurim become aser, they receive the tam of the tedarim. As the Mishnah explains them, they shehem these beets, noisnen as a time, they impart the flavor into whatever vegetables are cooking with it. So what would Rabbi Yossi hold? Not with these beets, stamazai. Tomatoes of Truma are cooking with carrots. Then they wouldn't become aser. Even through shlik, even through this very hard cooking. That's Lechaira, where he argues with the Tana of the previous Mishnah, because the Tana of the previous Mishnah said that if you have vegetables that are aser, that are truma, let's say klayakerem, that aren't sharp vegetables. So Rabbi Yossi holds, it wouldn't aser of the Irakis, even if they were thoroughly cooked. Only these tiradim, only these beets, would aser other Irakis. So in the previous Mishnah, what did we learn? Previous Mishnah, Tanakama said, the sharp vegetables, the chasis, if that's the truma, and it's soaking with other things, with other vegetables, it's going to make those other vegetables aser. But other vegetables that are not chassis, that don't fall under that category, they wouldn't aser other vegetables when they're soaked together. They would aser other vegetables if they're cooked, and for sure strongly cooked. And here, Rabbi Yossi is telling us, even if it's strongly cooked, the only thing that would aser is the teradim, not others. So this is where he argues with the previous Mishnah. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Kruv shel shikya. Kruv is cabbage. Shikya is a field that has to be watered. So what grows over here doesn't have much water inside. So we have a chulin cabbage that's growing in a field that needs water. Now even if you're going to irrigate the field and keep watering it, lemaisa, the vegetables that grow here aren't very like juicy. They don't have a lot of water inside. And this was cooked together im kruv shel bal with a cabbage that's truma, but that cabbage was grown in a field that has enough with rainwater. It's a naturally more wet field. In this case, the chulin cabbage that grew in the dry field would be aser for someone who's not a kain. The neshu baleya, because the chulin cabbage, which is dry compared to the truma cabbage in this case, is going to take in the tam of the truma cabbage. That's what happens. The more moist the thing is, the more it has a koyach to be mashpia, to give a taste into something else. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kolam is bashlin zem zem itarim. Any two foods that are of the same type, that cook one with another, are mutter. It's interesting, you may note here that the Batanura has the girsa, it's Rabbi Akiva who says this. Our guess is Rabbi Yehuda who says this. But whatever it is, either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Akiva, the shita is, any isser and heter that cook with each other, that are the same mean, that are the same thing, are mutter because they don't give a tam one unto the other. Elohim abasa, the exception is meat. If you have meat that is aser with meat that is mutter, that cook together, the heter de kamit does become aser. Says the Batanura, the halacha is not like any of these tanoim, only like the Tanakama who says that the vegetables that soak together are mutter with the exception of the chasis, like the onions and garlic, but those that are cooked, and for sure strongly cooked, bevadei are aser. Vaitra zok the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Hakaved liver oiseres ve'einan aseres. Let's say you have liver from a treifa behema that is cooking together with heter. It asers anything that was cooked with it, ve'einan aseres. But if kosher liver was cooking with the dover aser, it doesn't become aser. The reason for that, explains the Batanura, is this is a yesoid in Yeridaya. Demitach shetru the liflight, because it's busy excreting, giving out, it doesn't have time to take in. Zok the Batanura, liver that was tam cooked, even if it's liver of heter, animal that was shechted, it's not a treifa animal, everything is good, but if you tam cooked it, you can't eat it. And it answers anything that was cooked with it. Why? because the liver is full of blood. And what happens is the blood goes out and then comes back in. What you would have to do with the liver is roast it over fire first. And the Batanura says, V'chein nahagu ha'am. In Shulchan Aruch it says like this. This is in Yerideya Simon Ayin Gimel. You can look it up. The liver, because it has so much blood, you can't just salt it and rely on that. You have to rip it, shesi v'erev, to the width and to the length, place it with the cut underneath, so it drips out, and then you have to roast it, and only then can you cook it. As I state in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simon Ayin Gimel. Now, if you cook the liver in a pot without roasting it, some say b'di'avad it's mutter, even if it wasn't salted, but the pot and the meat that cooked with it is aser, because like we just learned, the liver gives out, it doesn't take back in. And some say that the liver does take back in, therefore the liver would also be aser, even b'di'avad, even if it was salted first. Again, many shitas about this, you can take out a Shulchan Aruch, and you have to learn a lot before you know how to pasken halachas, but it'll give you a little bit of an idea. You get a little bit of a feel for what the halachas are. Again, that would be in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simen Ayin Gimel.